When you think of Kansas City, do you think of the fabulous fountains or the muddy Missouri River?
Do you think about the best barbecue you can buy or a sizzling steak?
Do you think of the many marvelous museums or do you think about the outdoor mall that has it all, the Plaza?
The Highlands 4th grade EL students are here to crank up your cranium on facts about the Kansas City metropolitan area.
1,075 miles away from Washington, D.C. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and off we go, you guys, in our time machine.
Whee!
Whoa, what is this place?
And why are these people dressed like this?
I think instead of going forward in time, we went back.
First, let's find out where we are.
Good idea, Sam.
There's a sign. It says Westport, the suburb of Kansas City.
Where are you three youngsters going? Oh, where are my manners? Let me introduce myself. Call me John.
Oh, you must be John Calvin McCoy. We're doing a podcast on Kansas City. Can we interview you?
Yes, you can.
Do you think you could tell us what you're doing here?
I'm the founder of Westport. Go ahead and sit down and I'll tell you about Kansas City. Kansas City was established in 1821. It was made as a trading post for selling beaver skins. Supplies were brought on the Missouri River. Riverboats dropped off the supplies at Independence, Missouri. We thought that Independence was too far because it took a 4-day round trip. So we decided to make another landing area, and that became the town of Kansas. And then we changed the name to Kansas City.
Thanks for the interview. Let's go back home, Grant and Ellie.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and off we go.
Oops.
What is this place?
Why are these people dressed like this?
I think we went too far into the future.
First, let's find out where we are.
Good idea, Sam.
Look, there's a sign. It says...
The end.
Quiet. Be quiet and respectful. It's the 33rd President of the United States, and he's from Kansas City. Harry Truman.
Believe it or not, I learned the nickname, Give 'Em Hell Harry, during the 1948 presidential campaign. I was the president that ended World War II by giving the order to drop the atomic bomb on Japan.
How did you feel about doing that?
I felt sorry about killing so many Japanese, but without the bomb, many more of our Americans would have died. I just wanted the war over.
Why do you think you were a good president?
Because I felt responsible for all Americans when I became the president of our country. I had a sign on my desk that said, "The buck stops here."
What does that mean?
It means that whatever happens to my country, I'm responsible for it.
What are some interesting things that happened about your life?
Well, I love to play piano and play poker. Also, the letter S in Harry S. Truman doesn't stand for anything. It's just there. I also served in World War I for 6 years against the Germans.
Wow, you sound really amazing. We're glad you live in Kansas City.
Me too.
This is an on-the-spot news report on Where the Stars Are Now. Here he comes, the maker of the mouse, the king of cartoon characters, and the dreamer who made dreams come true. It's Walt Disney.
W-A-L-T-D-I-S-N-E-Y.
Walt Disney, that's my name.
How are you a famous Kansas Cityan? I thought you lived in California.
Kansas City? I moved there when I was 9 years old. When I was older, I was hired as an artist at a Kansas City advertising agency and made short films for local movie theaters called Laugh-O-Grams.
Laugh-O-Grams?
Later, a small mouse that lived in one of my art studio drawers inspired me to draw the mouse that became a star.
A star?
I made him the big cheese, Mickey Mouse.
Tell us more.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? I made it.
Grumpy was my favorite.
It was the first full-length animated musical feature. Ever heard of the Real Boy Puppet?
Yes, Pinocchio. Anything else?
I created the musical Fantasia, the Flying Elephant Dumbo, and Bambi.
You made them all? Did you ever have any other dreams?
Yes, of creating a TV show called The Wonderful World of Color.
Wow, you have quite an imagination.
I also had a dream of a clean amusement park. Then I wished upon a star, and my dream came true, and I opened the wonderful Disneyland Park in 1955.
Just think, a little mouse from Kansas City inspired you to make the Mickey Mouse.
I could say Disneyland started right here in Kansas City.
Well, that's the end of our on-the-spot news report. and I hope your dreams come true when you wish upon a star.
Is that my dinner talking?
Yep, that's me, Casey the cow. Are you looking for something?
Of course I am. I didn't travel all this way to miss out on the great Kansas City barbecue and steaks.
Kansas City is known for steaks and barbecue because it used to house the stockyards, which gave us easy access to meat.
Even though the stockyards stopped business in 1974, Kansas City has still made killer barbecue and steaks. They take the cows on trucks to the slaughterhouses.
So that's where my friends went. I thought they were at parties having so much fun that they never came home.
Well, Casey, that's not correct. Your friends were being loaded onto trucks to be butchered and made into barbecue. Definitely not partying.
So where would they go after that?
They would be shipped to restaurants that would cook them in their own special ways. Some restaurants in Kansas City are the Golden Ox, Jack Stack, Plaza 3, Arthur Bryant's, and Gates.
We hope you enjoyed our segment on food.
And remember,
party till the cows come home.
Drum roll, please. Kansas City's fabulous fun facts.
When you think of Kansas City, do you think Cowtown or Big Booming City?
Most people would say Cowtown. I'm Michael with
Christopher here
to tell you fun facts of our great city.
Kansas City is very famous for its great barbecue.
You may have heard of Casey Master Pizza or Gates.
These great barbecue companies are known nationwide, and you'll have fun chowing down on those messy ribs.
We are known as the City of Fountains.
In fact, we have the most fountains in the United States.
And the second most in the world, next to Rome, Italy.
You'll have fun soaking yourself in the water. We also have two famous songs you'll have fun singing.
The jazz favorite, I'm Going to Kansas City, and Everything's Up to Date in Kansas City from the musical Oklahoma.
We're the home of jazz and blues.
Back in the 1900s, Kansas City was a major place for jazz. We also have a great shopping center. Architecture like Seville, Spain, the Plaza was the first outdoor shopping mall in America.
These are just a few fun facts in Kansas City.
The Kansas City metropolitan area is big.
How big?
Well, it is ranked 27th out of 271 metropolitan areas. It is 5,406 square miles. Kansas City is flat with some hills.
Wow, that's very surprising.
Kansas City gets most of its water from the Missouri and Kansas River.
Wait, did you say Kansas has a river?
That's correct. The Kansas River, or the Kaw River, is a very good source for water.
Cool.
The Kansas City metropolitan area has a population of almost 2 million people.
Wow, that's more people than the state of Rhode Island.
Kansas City is smaller in population than St. Louis, but larger than Las Vegas.
Wow, I never would have thought that it would be bigger than Las Vegas.
That makes the Kansas City metropolitan area a great place to live.
You want entertainment? Then you've come to the right place. Kansas City's booming with entertainment.
The Sprint Center.
World's Notions of Fun.
And last but not least, the amazing Union Station. Let's start with the Sprint Center. It opened in 2007 and it cost $276 million.
That's a lot of money.
And it seats 18,000 people. The Sprint Center is a large dome-shaped building with glass on the outside. It holds concerts, basketball games, and ice skating shows. It's really fun to go there. Our next stop is Union Station.
Union Station was built in 1914 as a railway station. It was turned into an entertainment center in 1997.
10 million pounds of debris was removed.
Union Station has the Science City Museum, which recently had Bodies Revealed exhibit, which showed real bodies and how they work.
Now the last stop is what you've been waiting for, Worlds and Oceans of Fun. Worlds of Fun opened in 1973. There are tons of rides and they're all unique in their own way.
I like the Mamba and the Wobble Wheel. Worlds of Fun is rated 4 stars.
Oceans of Fun is next door, and you'll be sure to get soaked.
There's the Cool Wave Pool, which has huge waves.
And Oceans of Fun rating is 4 stars, too.
That's all for today, and we hope you've learned a lot. And remember, Kansas' entertainment is booming.
Hello, world.
And these are the sports reporters of Kansas City.
First, the Kansas City Brigade.
They are Kansas City's arena football team. They were founded in 2006, and they're in the American Conference and now play in the Sprint Center.
Also, as everybody knows, the nearby University of Kansas won the 2008 NCAA Basketball Championship.
Also, the Kansas City Royals. They are the pro baseball team of Kansas KC.
Plus, NASCAR comes to KC on September 28th. There are also the Kansas City Chiefs, the NFL team of KC.
They play in the AFC, the American Football Conference.
There are also the Kansas City Wizards. They are the soccer team of KC.
They won the MLS Cup in 2000, and those were the sports teams of KC.
As of May 2008.
I wonder what the weather is today.
Welcome to the weather in beautiful Kansas City. Today we have a special message. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Here it is, folks. We're in the middle of Tornado Alley. Isn't that great? We're in the middle of Tornado Alley. That's okay because tornadoes, they usually come in the spring.
Dude, it is spring.
Do we have a basement?
Tornado Alley is made up of the states where tornadoes form most commonly. A tornado can form when moist and warm air collides with cold and dry air.
The air travels in different directions and might start to circle. If this continues, you'll have yourself a twister.
Let's go to the happier side of the weather. The high temperature for today's wonderful spring day is 73 degrees. That's what you should expect.
Are you planning a vacation? Many people think the best time to visit Kansas City is in mid-fall. In the fall, the average temperature is about 60 degrees, and you can see the colorful fall leaves.
In winter and summer, we get very extreme temperatures, going from 100 in the summer to 0 in the winter.
Not the best time to visit.
Well, that's it, folks. And remember, if you don't like the weather in Kansas City, stick around for a few minutes. It will change.
Hot dogs for sale.
Come taste fresh blackberries.
Get your freshly picked sweet corn.
It's the best crop in America.
Here we are, a famous Kansas City landmark, the River Market.
How long has it been here?
Almost 200 years.
200 years of entertainment, fresh food, and shopping?
The settlers landed here and used it as a trading post to buy supplies for their trip westward.
Back then, steamboats carried supplies to frontier towns.
You mean no planes?
That happened 100 years later.
One of these steamboats was the Steamboat Arabia.
Steamboat Arabia? What's that?
You mean you haven't heard Arabia's story?
I wouldn't be asking if I had.
Well, Arabia was carrying a load of supplies to a frontier town when it hit an underwater log and sunk. Over time, the river changed its course and Arabia was buried underground. Now, nearly 200 years later, the Arabia has been unearthed and placed in a museum in the River Market.
I don't see any steamboats here.
Nowadays, we don't use steamboats anymore, except for tours of the river.
Well, maybe we should get some of that sweet corn now. I'm getting hungry. Come, let's go.
Well, there are 25 different restaurants here. We don't have to just get corn.
Do I hear music?
You probably do, because the River Market has music almost every weekend.
Hey, is that a shopping center?
It sure is. The River Market is also famous for its fantabulous shopping.
Let's go explore the River Market.
Shopping is my name written all over it.
Welcome to I Am the Economy. I'm Spencer, and I will be your host today. Today, you're going to hear about some of our famous Kansas City companies. You might be surprised at how many famous companies have their homes in Kansas City. With us today is Jackson, a local expert. Welcome, Jackson. I'm glad to have you with us today.
I'm pleased to be here.
So, Jackson, where do you live?
I live in the suburb of Overland Park, Kansas, which happens to be the home of Sprint.
Are there any other big companies in your area?
Yes. Kansas City is also the home of AMC Movie Theaters, Hallmark Card Company, and Applebee's Restaurants. For your chocolate lovers, it's also the home of Russell Stover's Candy.
Wow, that's a lot of famous companies. I'm surprised.
And that's not all of them either, just a few of the most famous.
What else can you tell me about the economy in Kansas City, Jackson?
Did you know that we have two car manufacturing plants, Ford and GM, and a Harley-Davidson factory, too?
I could buy my new car right here. Where they're made.
That's right. There's a lot more we could talk about, but I've got to hop into my new car, go catch a movie, meet a friend at Applebee's, and top it all off with a nice chocolate.
Well, you heard it live from Kansas City.
Has your cranium been cranked?
Would you like to see the Mighty Missouri?
Are you fond of our fountains?
We hope so, because if you are, we have done our jobs.
The Kansas City podcast was written and recorded by Highland's 4th grade enhanced learning class.
Members and makers of this production are...
Aiden.
Ethan.
Matt.
Michael.
Jackson.
Ellie.
And Ellie.
William.
Connor.
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 Graham.
Sarah.
Charlotte.
Spencer.
Ben.
Ty.
Tommy.
Christopher.
Chloe.
Sam.
Liam.
And Courtney.
We're moving on.
And signing off from the Cowtown.
Kansas City.